I bet Katie Robert could prevent some wildfires.
I create them, Bill.
I bet you, well, you and me both, so yeah. There we are. It's the red hair, it's the force of nature, and yeah. You know. That's what we got going. Good morning.
Morning.
Good to have you in here doing your Monday talk round. You always kick off our week's worth of guest mics, which I really appreciate.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate
and
you, too.
You have got a heavy, heavy list.
I got a two-pager today.
I'm just going to let you start. I know Headwaters is coming up. We're going to talk with Lori Geoffrey later on in the hour about Headwaters, but you got a lot of other stuff.
So the weekend is jam-packed, but there's also jam-packed information to go out. For the entire week.
All right. Do your thing, girl.
Monday today, BMO is doing a customer appreciation barbecue cookout as a thank you to their customers.
All right.
And that's going to happen from 4 to 6 p.m. in their parking lot over in Breckenridge, the BMO over in Breck. On Wednesday, there's a used book sale. Friends of the Library used book sale and bake sale.
Those are huge.
Yeah,
they get good crowds for that.
There's going to be a members only sale from Wednesday 2 to 6, but then September 11th through the 16th, there'll be a sale during the library business hours. Now, this is over in the Breck Public Library.
Got it.
There's also a free will donation. And I think how they're going to work it is $5 a bag for books. So, great deal if you need to stock up on your winter reading.
For bookies, that's perfect.
Right. On Thursday, the Twin Town Gardeners Market is at St. John's parking lot. So I think it's the parking lot 2nd and 2nd. That's from 4 to 7. It's probably going to be winding down here pretty soon. Probably at the end of September is the last one I hear.
And I'm told they got a good return. The crops are looking good and everything's looking good in the gardens too.
Well, I bought some jelly and it is delicious.
So you could back that up.
I could back it up, yep. Also on Thursday, Classy and Classic Car Show, sponsored by Smith Motors, they're taking over Dakota Avenue from 4 to 7 p.m. And this is a free event.
Yeah.
So come see some great-looking cars. There's going to be food vendors and petting zoo as well. So family-friendly, free entertainment on a Thursday evening. What more can you ask for?
And a lot of great music, too. They pipe some really good like music that you should be hearing at a car show through the speakers downtown.
Great.
So, yeah, it's an event.
I didn't know that there was music, so that's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Also on Thursday, it's a big day, there's an open house at Nelson Dental. So can you believe it? They just are celebrating their one-year anniversary.
Wow.
So they
already,
it just seems like they just opened.
Yeah, it seems like yesterday.
From 4:30 to 6 p.m., they're celebrating their one-year anniversary. It's 910 16th Avenue North over in Wahpeton. They'll have ice cream and refreshments.
Congratulations, folks. Nice milestone that
it is.
That 1 year.
Congratulations, Nelson Dental. Flipping the page.
All right.
now we're coming into the weekend.
Okay.
Of course, there's Headwaters Day.
Of course.
The scheduled hours are 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's over at Wells Memorial Park is where the majority of the activities are happening. There's the parade. Now, we're going to get a lot of calls at the chamber, and that's okay because we have the information. The parade starts at 10 a.m., and the vendors and information and parade route is also located on their social media and their website.
Perfect.
So, if you
have just go there and look. Yeah.
Or if you need to, call the chamber. We can help you out too. No
All
big
right.
deal. Also happening on Saturday, kids yoga in the park. This is free and sponsored by Hometown Nutrition, which is also their 6 year anniversary. It was just last week.
Crazy. Wow.
And that is from 1 to 2 p.m. That, again, is free at Wells Memorial Park.
Okay.
And then on top of that, on Saturday, we have two more things on Saturday. Hold your breath here. Valley Lake Boys Home is celebrating their 50th anniversary.
50 years?
50.
Unbelievable.
I know, right?
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
And great
so
work they do.
Have an open house on Saturday from 1 to 5. Their address is 3850 200th Avenue in Breckenridge. There will be a brief program at 3 p.m.
Okay.
So congratulations to them.
Perfect.
It's a deserved pat on the back.
No kidding. And great work that they do. Yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, the big Bull Bash, sponsored by the Wahpeton Fire Department and Breckenridge Fire Department as a collaborative effort. That's going on Wells Memorial Park. Gates are open at 3 p.m., so Headwaters Day is coming in.
That's great. Yeah, that's going to be insane down there.
It will be, but it's going to be a lot of excitement.
A lot of fun,
so
yeah.
VIP tickets are still available. They're $50. General admission is $20, and you can get them at the door should you want to.
Perfect.
Ages 6 to 10 is $15. 5 and under is free. You can get your tickets at Driftwood Lounge, Smith Motors, and Econo Foods.
All right.
And that's what I have.
All in one breath. That is amazing.
Breath.
What a list.
Yeah.
You know,
it
a lot of stuff
going
on.
It is a big week, and... You know, and it's a big week, and there's nothing lacking as far as things to do.
No kidding. No kidding. Katie Robert, great to have you in
Thank you, Bill.
And we'll talk again next Monday.
You bet.
Talking Chamber News with Katie. We do it every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Got a mostly sunny sky going on right now. 50 degrees. Good morning.